Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. An effort to organize a new cattle organization in Oklahoma. Back on that in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, October 12th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. As always, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and the video auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time on the 12th of October. 17,700 head in the offering this go-round, including 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, and 3,700 calves on cows with 1,200 head of bred stock. If you want details about when an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call for more information at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming up on the 12th of October. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. For the first time in many years, a new cattle organization for the state of Oklahoma being organized. It's being called the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association. Helping lead the effort to organize this group is Andy Hutchinson of the Chain Ranch of Canton, Oklahoma.
Our kickoff meeting will be October 28th at 6 o'clock p.m. at our Chain Ranch headquarters. And there's just a growing concern among independent stock producers, mainly cattle producers, but we're going to open it up to any stockman. But we're kind of losing our voice down here. There's not very many of us in the beginning. We make up less than 2% of agriculture. Over the period of maybe 8, 10, 12 years, I've just watched larger forces come in, global forces come in, the World Wildlife Fund being a major player in this drive to squelch our voice. First of all, it started with the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Sustainability sounds like a benign little term, but within that is ability to socially and environmentally change the way we produce our animals.
And Andy Hutchinson believes that cattle organizations are getting in bed with the enemy when they associate themselves with the Global Roundtable or the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef.
The Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef has been initiated several years ago, and it's a consortium. It's grown and grown, and it's kind of sucked everybody into it. And it's a global, actually, what it is a global beef trust. And it's going to kick some of the producers out of the market. So if you don't comply with the regulations and their policy and such that they deem acceptable, then they're going to incrementally drive you out of the market. They're doing that through the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. This Global Beef Trust, we can't have foreign law come into the United States. We can't have the United Nations bring their law, but this is what this is. It is the United Nations bringing their regulations upon us, and it's through the Sustainable Ag Initiative Protocol. The way they're going to do that is to bring it through with this U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. And so what we're seeing now, our state organizations are signing us up for this U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. What that entails, we'll be required to raise our animals according to their rules and regulations. And so they're usurping that law, that rule where you can't bring foreign law into the United States. They're usurping that by bringing it into the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. They're able to bring that down at the grassroots level.
Hutchinson strongly objects to any involvement with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, and she urged the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association membership earlier this year to stay away.
I just wrote a resolution and presented it at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association meeting this past summer. I got beat.
So she believes it's time for a new organization. And the organizational meeting of that new group coming up on the 28th of October at the Chain Ranch in Canton, Oklahoma. This will be right after their Red Dirt Sale. It'll start at 6 o'clock that evening. They've got speakers there. They'll be electing officers, hoping to get a group of folks to come together to be a part of this Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association. You can go to Facebook. They've got a Facebook page where you can get more information. Search for the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.